So let's review. The Gemara in the previous daf had discussed whether the Shchimra retained some karka or metatlin. Therefore, the Gemara proceeds with a related discussion regarding a person who bequeaths a general gift of metatlin. What items are included in the term metatlin? If he says, metatlin leplanya, my movable assets shall be given to so-and-so, kol mani tashmishte koni levar mechite besari. All his utensils are included, aside from his food items such as wheat and barley and his livestock. Those are not included. If he added, kol matatli leplanya, all my movable assets shall be given to so-and-so, and then afil achiti visari vafil l'richaim helyoinakona. His wheat and grain, and even the upper millstone are included, because as the Rashbam explains, shirigilim litla misham kedei lasakna. It is usually removed for repairs. However, labar mirchaim hatachtayna, the lower millstone is not included, because b'mkoyim misakna noisa, it is usually repaired in place. And if he added called metal, all that is movable shall be given to so-and-so, even the lower millstone is included because it can be moved. The Gemara inquires, regarding the above halacha of a gift, do people consider a slave karka or metatlin? Perhaps, an eved is like karka as he is considered regarding many halachas of the Torah, or an eved is like metatlin because he is mobile. Ravina attempts to bring proof from the following braisa. If someone writes over all his possessions to his slave, the slave, who is also one of his possessions, is thereby set free. However, shayer karka kol shehu lo yotze ben chayrin. If the master kept any land for himself, the slave does not go free. And Rabbi Elazar comments, asu metatlin shir etzel eved, below asu metatlin shir etzel kesuba. Regarding a slave, even metatlin is a shir, and the slave does not go free because the master might have meant to include him in the shir. But regarding the halacha of kesuba, metatlin is not a shir, and the wife does not lose her kesuba. And Rabbi Nachman explains the distinction between eved and kesuba as follows. Avde metatlahu, umetatlin metatlah have a shir. A slave is considered metatlin, therefore other metatlin can be a shir for a slave who is also metatlin. However, uksubas isha mikarkohu umetatl mikarkola have a shear. Uksuba is collected only from karka, therefore metatlin cannot be a shear for a ksuba that is not metatlin. Apparently, we see from here that avde ki metatl dami. However, Ravashi says that this is not necessarily so. Perhaps avde ki mikarkoi dami. And regarding eved, metatl have a shear for a different reason. Because mishum de lav kreis gita, as the Rashbam explains, eved gamar lo lami isha to be in the get kreises. The Torah requires a divorce to be a document which clearly and totally severs their bond. And this halacha extends to shichur avadim by means of gzeir shava. Therefore, since the language of the shtar shichur allows for the possibility that the owner retained the slave for himself, it is not a document of severance and he does not go free. The Gemara proceeds with other matters which a shir would change their halacha. Amarav Amrav Nachman, Chamisha ad sheyichtevu kol nechseim. There are five forms of acquisition in which the halacha applies only if the person assigned all his assets. But the halacha does not apply if he only assigned the majority of his assets. Leiluhain, Shchivmera avdoi ishtei uvanav mavrachas. Shchivmera, regarding Shchivmera shekasev kol nechasev la'acherim, lo yishayir karku kolshu, ein matnase kiyemes. If a dying person assigned all his assets to others, only if he gave away all his land, leaving nothing for himself, it is considered a matna shchivmera, and if he recovers, the matana is not effective. However, shayer karku kolshu matznasa kiyemes. If he keeps any land for himself, even though he gave away most of his assets, it is considered a matnas bari, and even if he recovers, the matana is effective. Avdoi, the previously mentioned halacha b'koysav konochasav la'avdoi, yotze ben chayrin. Ishtoi, ha'koysav konochasav la'ishtoi lo aso el apetrapa. If a dying person assigned all his assets to his wife, she becomes the manager of the estate, but she does not acquire these assets because, as Rashbam earlier explains, there is an assumption that a person would not exclude his children from their inheritance. Therefore, we must say, his intention was merely to appoint his wife to manage the estate so that his sons will give her proper respect. However, if he keeps any assets for himself, his wife does receive these assets, and there is no indication that he appointed her as an apotropis because he did not exclude his children from their inheritance. Banav. Hakaisiv konochasiv lebanav v'kasiv le'ishtei karku kolshu of the ksubasa. If a dying person assigned all his assets to his sons, and he also assigned even a small portion of land to his wife, leaving nothing for himself, she cannot collect her ksuba from these assets because through the gift of karka she was meichel, she relinquished her rights to all the assets that her husband currently owns. The Rashbam explains, however, Aval Shayer loy of the Ksubasa. If the Shchimra kept any land for himself, his wife can collect her ksuba from all the assets because migudu nachsa ahoshiyur bishvul ksubasa nachsa nam lekula nechse. Since she is still able to collect her ksuba from this land that he kept for himself, she did not want to upset her husband and object to the matana, and she still intends to collect her ksuba from the other assets as well, and she was not meichel her ksuba rights. Mavrachas. When the woman becomes married, her husband acquires the rights to the profits of all her assets or belongings known as nechse miluk. However, a wife can prevent her assets from becoming nechse miluk by writing ishtar mavrachas before marriage that she is giving away all of her assets to another person. But these assets do not become the property of the recipient, rather she still retains ownership. However, the Gemara in Masechta Ksubos qualifies mavrachas tzricha shetichtev kol nechseh. Only if she gave away all her assets, she retains ownership. Because as Rashbam explains, anan sahadi shloi nosna lezeh el b'shvil sheroitzeli nosseh. There is an assumption that a person would not give away all their assets. And this was done merely to prevent the husband from gaining ownership over them. Aval mishayir kol shuhu, kana hamakabel. If she gave away only some of her assets, the recipient acquires the assets in the shtar, because a person sometimes does give away even a significant part of their assets. The Gemara concludes, v'kulu mitat li havashir labamer ksuba. For all of the above mentioned halachas, even movable assets are considered a shir, aside from the halacha of kasab le'ishtay karka kolshu v'shayir le'ivdi ksuba, in which only if the shir was with karka, she does not lose her ksuba. But if the shir was with metatlin, she does lose her ksuba, because the amakar koit, the kin rabbanan, mimetatli le'takin rabbanan. The chacham initiated that a woman collects her ksuba only from karka, but not from metatlin. A meimar says, metatli deksivi b'ksuba v'isnu be'inayu havashir. If he wrote metatlin into his ksuba and they were still intact, if the shir was with these metatlin, she does lose her ksuba. The Gemara proceeds with a discussion regarding Amar nichse leplanya, the person who said, my assets shall be given to so-and-so. What items are included in the term nichse? The Gemara rules and brings proof as follows. Avdo ikri nichse. A slave is called nichse. As the Mishnah states, a kosev kol nechasev la'avdo yatsim acharen. Ara ikri nechse, land is called nechse, as the Mishnah states, nechasim shesh lenachrayis, niktim mekesav v'mishtar b'chazaka, and this refers to land. Glima ikri nechse, a garment is called nechse, as the Mishnah continues, v'she'en lehenachrayis, ein nikne ele b'mishicha, and this refers to all movable objects, including garments. Zuzi ikri nechse, money is called nechse, because the Mishnah that refers to Kinya Agav states, v'she'en lehenachrayis, niktim im nechasim shesh lehenachrayis, b'kesav v'mishtar b'chazaka, and as Rapapa transferred money through Kinyan Agav. Shtar ikri nechse, a documented loan is called nechse, as Rav Huna rules that one can transfer a shtar through Kinyan Agav. Behema ikri nechse, an animal is called nechse, as the Mishnah states, hamakdish nechasa b'hoisi b'hen behema ru'uy l'gabi mizbeach, zacharim oilais, v'nekebis yimorchu l'tzorche zivchei shlamen. Oifais ikri nechse, birds are called nechse, as the following Mishnah states, hamakdish nechasa v'hoi b'hen dvarm haruyin l'gabi mizbeach, yenis shmonim v'oifais. Tfilin ikri nechse, tfilin are called nechse, as the Mishnah states, hamakdish nechasa v'man lay tfilov. The Gemara, however, inquires, Iboilu, Sefer Torah mai. Is a Sefer Torah considered Nechse or not? Perhaps a Sefer Torah is not considered Nechse because Kivin de loy mizdavin de asal zvune. A Sefer Torah is usually not sold because one may not sell it, or a Sefer Torah is considered Nechse because Kivin de mizdavin lo may Torah, but lisa isha, a Sefer Torah may be sold to use its proceeds to learn Torah or to marry. Take with this question remains unresolved.